U.S. custom harvesters. Weed harvest in the southern part of the Red River Valley is nearing the finish line. Channel agronomist Derek Crompton says despite some weather and a sugar beet pre-pile starting up, things are moving along pretty well.
Pretty much in the southern valley, we have, I would say, you know, a good 80% of the wheat, you know, has been taken off. Pre-lift, you know, on sugar beet world always seems to dampen the amount of extra bodies guys have to get that last wheat off. But, you know, even with the wheat that has sat out in some of this weather that's went through, you know, it sounds like the quality's still decent. Nothing's been weathered out yet, and doesn't sound like it's impacted the falling numbers on things too much. So kind of so far so good, and hopefully by the end of the week most of it will be out.
The weather has benefited both harvest and other row crops.
I always say it's a patchwork, or it's kind of like asking a guy which one of your children are the favorite today. And, you know, in a year like this, it's kind of always seems like it comes down to, you know, the best pieces of ground, you know, that have good drainage, you know, do look the best, and the pieces of ground that have the poorest drainage. You know, we had some weather events that timing was kind of poor, you know, and those low pieces of ground, they do look in a little bit of rough shape, you know, either if it's soybeans or corn. But the pieces that, you know, have some decent drainage on them, obviously we've had adequate or a little bit excess moisture. So those nicely drained pieces, there's a really nice looking both soybean and corn crop coming.
Kennedy, Minnesota Farm.